Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor. The Scholar Report with CEO Chris Riegel of Scholar.com, a global technology firm transforming the retail space with digital signage. We go immediately to the story of tech worldwide, but especially focused on the U.S. And over these last weeks, there have been anecdotes again and again about layoffs in tech, perhaps reacting to the end of the pandemic, perhaps anticipating the long-awaited recession of 2023. Chris, a very good evening to you. I note in the month of November, which is the most recent statistics we have from tech layoffs, that November is dominated by three firm layoffs: Twitter, Amazon, and Meta. Can we regard those layoffs as pandemic related, as recession related, as anxiety about 2023, or is this each of these companies overemployed? They overestimated what would happen after the pandemic and we went back to work. Good evening to you, Chris.
In the Amazon case, it's most likely that these were excess employees that were brought into the company during the pandemic, where you had shortages of employees and Amazon was hiring anyone and everyone. When you get to the others, it tends to be more shifts in business. In Twitter, obviously, Mr. Musk is disrupting lots of normal activities, shaking up the company to see what that future holds. Then as you go to Facebook, now Facebook is starting to say maybe all the investments in the metaverse weren't exactly the best moves, and maybe that's going to change in their future, but it's part of that tech creative destruction cycle, and things will change and change in tech, especially quickly.
And the layoffs, we presume, have not ended. They're continuing. There was a moment during my memory, as it was 2021, and you were early traveling back on the road domestically, and you were staying in Silicon Valley, and you looked out at the parking lots that are associated with the tech giants. That would be Google and Apple and Meta. And you said the parking lot was empty. At the time, we speculated it had to do with work from home. I'm presuming that parking lot is not now filled again. Are the tech companies learning that not only do they not have to have people in-house working during the day, but also they don't have to have them working from home either? They can contract out the work that was previously done by employees. Is that happening, Chris?
It absolutely is. And John, we previously spoke to say if all employees are going to be remote, do they end up being in Boston or Bangalore? So you're seeing many large companies that are saying, if we're downsizing our core operation headcount because there are more remote workers, do we move out of high-cost jurisdictions like California, move employees to more service-based economies like India, and that has a very, very negative effect. Secondarily, we're starting to see more and more tech companies, especially the smaller startup ones, where private equity and venture capital is starting to pull back from the market. So you're seeing a lot of small implosions, and those implosions in some cases are capital driven. In other cases, because people are refusing to return to work, you have companies that just cannot function now in certain sectors, engineering or other, for lack of people being able to come back into the office.
We go to China now, because China is a manufacturing story, but it's also a tech story. And I have this in these last hours from the Biden administration: plans to put Yangtze Memory and more than 30 other Chinese companies on a trade blacklist that would prevent them from buying certain American components, said a person familiar with the decision. Lawmakers also introduced legislation that could cut Huawei and other foreign firms from the U.S. financial system. I add to that the report that Senator Rubio of Florida is moving legislation to ban TikTok. He's joined by other members of the Senate and the House of Representatives. So while we're watching the accommodation of the anticipation of the recession and the moving of jobs overseas, are we watching a revulsion, a pullback from China's technology, from China's firms working together with China's firms, Chris?
John, what you're seeing is potentially the opening rounds in what could be a very, very, very dangerous trade war. The Biden administration, for strategic reasons and others, has said that they are putting a lot of pressure on Chinese chip manufacturing, the Chinese semiconductor industry. That started in October with restrictions on types of tools that could be sold. It's getting more and more restrictive of effectively making a move that could shut down the Chinese semiconductor industry as a whole for lack of being able to buy American or European tools. It begs the question, ultimately, because the semiconductor industry is so important to China and so important to GDP, will this cause a huge ripple through the Chinese economy if you cannot build chips? And it leads to one of the great French scholars, Frédéric Bastiat, that said, when goods don't cross borders, soldiers will. In this case, if we limit semiconductor ability to manufacture in China, will that incentivize the Chinese to try to take Taiwan? Will that cause more problems? But it's definitely an economic warfare point.
TikTok is not a chip maker. It's the result of chip making. And the question about banning it, I was asked, is that a significant part of our economy? I don't think it is. And yet it represents a cultural challenge. The TikTok app is used heavily by millennials and Gen Z, I believe. I'm told. I read this. And it's understood as benign. It is not benign. It has been very carefully identified as an agent of state security, as an agent of the China state. Do you measure that it can be and will be banned, and will Americans find a way around it, or will there be an American or European substitute for TikTok? Because what it does is, it's quite trite, ordinary. I mean, it shows kittens stuck in dishwashers, that sort of thing.
TikTok is most certainly a extremely dangerous tool for the CCP to be able to gather information on American citizens, on their phones, on their locations. It just hoovers up a large amount of data that's very dangerous. That should be banned. That should be limited. That could be, you could have similar platforms sprout up tomorrow under U.S. domiciled control that are not subject to foreign intelligence operations. But in its current form, it's extremely dangerous. And I think you'll see more states move to ban it from state phones. And anyone who understands consumer privacy or the risks would certainly be well advised to remove it from their phones.
Europe is telling us all the time about its energy supplies, a constant update. The winter has turned harsh there. Are you seeing in your business across Europe a diminution because of energy, or is everything in train right now?
Everything's kind of flexible at the moment. Energy costs continue to sap some company budgets and some projects, especially in Germany. But so far, it's not yet hit a peak vulnerability yet.
And at the same time, we come home to the domestic market. You've been traveling and your businesses are coast to coast. Is there stability in the franchises especially, or are they still making decisions to cut back or close shops?
You're still seeing problems relative to the service economy on service worker availability and more disruptions. But you do see more people starting to enter back into the labor force as the economic pressure increases. So in a strange way, a more challenging economy may help to fix sectors because you have more people being forced back to work.
Yes, back to work. Now we come to the work from home, back to work. It's a mixed picture right now, but I read widely to understand there's no particular reason to be at home anymore. The pandemic has lifted. There is Omicron again, the BQ complex. People are getting sick. The reports in Los Angeles right now are at least a momentary downturn in the number of new cases. In New York, we see caseloads as well. But do you see businesses saying back to work completely, or is it still telling the workers you have to be in the office on Monday, but maybe not on Friday?
John, there's still a lot of friction between certain industries and certain workers, where industries, especially take banking as an example, are trying to bring people back into the office, but you have resistance from people for coming back to the office. If I were to guess, I think that you'll continue to see into early next year staggered work, maybe 3 days in the office, 4 days in the office, but ultimately businesses are going to try to drive people back. And for most of those workers, I believe it's to their benefit to be able to re-socialize, re-establish ties with their teams in a face-to-face manner. But the normal 5-day, 40-hour work week is probably probably not going to be a thing of the future for the foreseeable future.
And finally, Elon Musk, we mentioned him earlier because of the layoffs at Twitter. He is in the news constantly, morning news, morning, evening, afternoon, the weekends, it doesn't matter. One wry observation is that he's taken the place of Donald Trump for the universal conversation piece, what Musk is up to. Is this a good thing, Chris? Does this entertain us here at Christmas time?
It's certainly interesting as Mr. Musk is exposing more of the ties between big tech and government. And I believe that probably happens cross industry. I think the next several days, weeks will continue to be more interesting stories about governmental influence operations and Twitter's compliance within. The question is, if that's happening at Twitter, is that happening in other parts of the tech sector? And what does that mean for a free democracy where press and government should be separate?
Yes, the more premium media tells me, I mean, premium as in I pay to read it, the more premium media tells me that Musk and Twitter are nothing burgers, the more I want to learn about this nothing burger. Chris Riegel is the CEO of Scala.com, a global technology firm transforming the retail space with digital signage. This is the Scala Report. I'm John Batchelor.
Stay tuned for more of CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor. Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Your night in just got legendary. Get ready to chase the rush, spin, win, and redeem instantly straight to your bank account at legendswithaz.com. With free-to-play slots, blackjack, keno, roulette, and more, experience all the thrills of Vegas without leaving your couch. Legends has it all.
Legends is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Must be 18 plus. Play responsibly. Visit legends.com for full details.
Get in the game now and score a 50% bonus on your first purchase only at legendswithaz.com.
Cleveland is where the urban meets the outdoors, where cultural celebrations meet rabid sports fans meet the symphony, where nobody goes hungry and everybody loves music. Fueled by passion, we are the land for life. From rich history to hidden gems, the Legends of the Land podcast shares the real stories from real Clevelanders that shape the city. From iconic chefs to grassroots changemakers, sports heroes to creative visionaries, learn why living all out is in Cleveland's DNA. Go to thisisCLE.com/podcast.